Sorry, guys. This is Sarita, also known as Bible Study Girl, and I'm just a girl with something to offer the world. Had to knock the cobwebs off of my vocal box because we have not recorded in so long. Had to get some of those cobwebs out. Let me pass it over to the executive producer of this podcast, Bible Study Brother.
It is I, Bible Study Brother, but I'm also known as Icarus Gray, or at Gray Area Anime, and this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. But as my sister often will say, we are not just brother and sister in Christ. We are brother and sister in real life who share the same mom.
We're siblings. Yeah,
we are actually siblings.
Siblings through and through. And so that might make you more comfortable with the way we talk to each other at points during conversation.
Oh yeah, we're gonna talk today.
And that's another reason I like to put it out there. I need for the world to know, like, I'm related to this guy. I'm his older sister, so I'm the boss. Brother, this is kind of weird, but we're gonna go, I don't know how we're going to do this. Let's just do a weekly check-in on how you're feeling right now without going into too much detail about things that we haven't discussed.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Because these are, just to give y'all a small little inside baseball, these are the catch-up episodes because we've owed you these episodes for months now.
Months, literally. But
a lot of life has been lifing, so we're like basically gonna step back into time. Sarita, do your sound.
No.
We're gonna step back into time and get everybody caught up on like things that have like been going on or whatever. Which I don't know necessarily. Like, I mean, we're gonna do it in the next episode, but like. Anyway, I do.
Yeah, I don't even want to discuss it in this episode at all. I want that to be a completely separate episode. And you will know what we're talking about once you listen to the episode.
But
a great teaser. Y'all want to listen to the next episode. You want to listen to this one, but you certainly want to listen to the next one.
So we were promising y'all some stuff. So we talked a lot about this Portland trip that we were planning, about my mom, my sister coming up and seeing me and my wife and us. Well, we met them up in Portland.
Right. We flew to Portland. They drove to Portland to meet us. And I was kind of spearheading. Let's just dive in. Well, let's do our scripture and then we'll dive into the whole topic of the episode.
Also, if you will enable screen sharing, we also have to see how we're feeling. Because I did just ask you how you're feeling.
Yeah. I did not see your message. I'm glad you verbalized it because I had your face a little on the screen because I was looking at other documents that I have pulled up to help us stay on track. So, way to keep me focused, champ. Yeah. Hold on. Y'all, that's a shame. It's been so long that usually I'm on top of it and I remember to do it, but okay, you should be good now, brother. So let's talk about our emotion wheel. If you're new around here, we use an emotion wheel just to kind of help us find the words to describe how we're feeling in our present times, our weekly check-in with each other. So, yep, you're first.
I'm going to go in the time machine.
Okay. I know we're still in the time machine. I never made the sound to bring us back to present day.
You didn't. But okay. But I'm gonna like spiritually like where I was at 100% at this time. So I am beyond excited. I am ecstatic. There's jubilation going on.
Yeah, I was gonna say, were you jubilant?
I was jubilant. I was enthralled. There was elation. There was. I was enthusiastic, amazed, awestruck, speechless, all of the things. Because I miss my mom and my sister a lot. And so getting to see them was like a big old treat for me. So, but how are you feeling, I guess, trip day, I guess would be the question.
Trip day. So the day we left to Fly to Portland. I was pleased, satisfied, amused. Ooh, I'm gonna have to tell me and mom. Airport stories. At times I was perplexed, okay? Like, what is going on here? It's been a minute. It had been a minute
It's
since I
crazy.
had flown. I think probably the last time I flew, I was coming to Tacoma to see y'all. I think that was the last coming back from Tacoma. I think that was my last airplane
Yeah,
trip. So,
I think so.
yeah. So it had been like 2 years since I had been on a plane, and doesn't mean I didn't remember how to fly and all that stuff. But yeah, so
You know how to
I
fly?
will say that throughout the week, though, I felt peaceful. At times, I felt despair. We'll get into that.
Okay. Yeah.
Amazed. I had some definite moments of amazement. I was optimistic. Like you, I had some elation. I was euphoric as well. So I'm excited for us to recap this whole week that we got to spend together and some of our many adventures as a family.
Yeah, the next episode is going to be like a behind the scenes of like, it's funny
Everything.
how connected these the next two episodes are. So it's going to be really interesting. Like, and it's not a big tease, but that's great. Now let's do our scripture for the day. It's going to be Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Beautiful scripture, and it definitely comes into in our Portland trip.
Okay, let's get into this.
Can I say, can I talk about like preparing for the trip and then me and mama actually getting to you? And then we can kind of switch off. You can tell us preparation was like. Okay. So, because Bible study brother and his wife are going to meet us in Portland. And we're going to spend a week there in the hotel. I was thinking to myself, we're probably going to need some snacks. So I cashed out them, me and mom cashed out them some money, like, hey, go to Costco, load us up, big snack energy, just pile them in your vehicle and bring it on to the hotel when y'all come. So me and mom got to the airport. I feel like we had to get to the airport. No, we left later in the afternoon. I worked all day. As soon as I got off work, my man drove me and mama to the airport so we could get on the plane and get out of town. Now, if you've ever flown out of the Little Rock Airport, typically going through security is a breeze. The last time I flew out of the Little Rock Airport, I want to say maybe I don't even think the line was 15 minutes. Like, I just was not expecting anything, but mama was insistent, like, we need to get there earlier. So that's why we left as soon as I got off work. We get there, we get to the line, and I'm like, what in the world? I will say this, I typically don't fly a lot in the summer, and I don't know if everybody and their mama was just ready to go to Disney World or whatever, because there were lots of families in line. It took us an hour to get through security. 1 hour at the Little Rock Airport, and we were not anticipating that. That has not ever happened to me ever, ever,
I ever told you what happened to
ever.
me when me and Kade came home for the our church anniversary to preach. Which I was explaining to mother recently, which I can still get rectified before we get down there. So I can probably go ahead and do that. But anyway, so I almost didn't make it back.
Why?
We were able to get down there fine. I go into the thing, and because on my license, there is no second. Now I put the second down, I put the second on everything. It is
Yeah.
part of my identity in terms of my name. But for whatever reason, it's not on my license, and I don't do too much to where it would like bother me, so I haven't like rushed to go get it changed. But I am in the airport getting ready to leave. I hand them the boarding pass and everything else, and lady stops me, looks, she was just like, these don't match. So I'm like having a heart attack. So I had to go all the way to the beginning go to Delta or wherever we were flying out from. I can't remember if it was American or wherever it was. Anyway, and go get it checked. And I don't get how they were like still able to let me fly. Like,
well, your birthday and everything else.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. So,
yeah, it's just they left that off.
Yeah, so it was like, yeah, so that's probably what it was. But it was like a heart attack for me.
So, also, let me talk about pre-trip preparation. So, in Little Rock, you know, it was boiling hot. It's the middle of the summer. Mm-hmm. We went in June. So, it's boiling hot. Me and Mama have on, like, I think we both had on, like, leggings just to be prepared for the cooler weather there, and jackets, because, you know, it gets cold in the airport sometimes. So we've been in line for an hour. We finally get to the point where they can scan you for security. Guess what happened?
Time for somebody to get checked.
We both had to get patted down. I'm not going to make the joke I made to Mama. I tell y'all, it's inappropriate. But it was true. I'm like, I think it's because we're both big. It's hot outside. So, sure, heat is radiating off of different parts of us because it's hot. We've been in line, you know, so much going on. So, we finally make it through. We get to y'all, no problem. Our flights were good. We actually got to sit with each other because we didn't pick. I think we came on United, but we didn't want to pay for our assigned seats or whatever, or to pick our seats, just wherever you put us is fine. But we ended up sitting next to each other on both flights, which was really nice because we got to like watch movies together and talk to each other just a little bit. But it was nice. So we were so excited to land in Portland. That was my first time ever being in Portland. I think we drove through Oregon, didn't we, when we were moving you to Tacoma?
Yes, we did.
So we drove through Oregon. So I saw a little piece of Oregon
very quickly because we were like going through, I think the, so it's like a lot of the, like where the wineries and stuff are.
Yeah. So didn't really get to spend a whole lot of time in Oregon when we're moving you up there. So it was exciting to be in their airport. It was so big. They have like, you know, the revolving doors when you're trying to leave after baggage claim, they have like cut out flap, like 3D flowers. And I'm like, it was so cute. I was
Rose City.
Is that really what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, didn't know. So y'all got some great, like y'all were right by the baggage claim door. So get us to you getting to the baggage claim door. How was your experience?
So we go and we get the stuff from Costco. Like it took me a while to like find one of the items, which was funny to me, but I was like, huh. And then when I got it, like two of the items were like blowing my mind. And what those items were, I'm gonna share with you.
Yeah, I'm confused.
So a lot of times when you go and buy like the snack chip bags, they're the little small snack bags. But this bag that my sister sought out was like really full sized. You gonna get a nice chip bag out of this.
Do you know why I made that switch in my life?
Oh, there it is.
Yes.
Or excuse
I'm
me.
I'm with the man that likes big chip bags. I honestly.
And I remember you telling me that. And also sorry for dropping the name, but it is.
That you could get the bigger bags from Sam, because we always just get the little bag.
Yeah,
and his boys. So I bought some chips the other week. Usually he buys like snacks and stuff. He buys chips, but I bought the chips. One of them was like, "Who bought these little big bags?" I was like, "I did. My bad. Okay."
Yeah, that's crazy. But that, and then like we got like full size chocolate bars.
We did. I had Bible study brother get those full size chocolate bars because I've had difficulty regulating my blood sugar with the medicine I'm on. It's been dropping low. So I wanted something quick that I wouldn't necessarily have to chew but just would give me a quick boost if we got into a tricky situation, and we'll discuss
So many of
why
those.
we might a tricky situation.
So, matter of fact, y'all know this, y'all know the tricky situation because we talked about it on this podcast. Because,
Do we? It's
oh,
been
we
so
talked
long, though,
so
that I
much about
remember.
it. Well, if you don't remember, we had a would you rather. And the would you rather was, would I rather spend a night, one solitary night in a haunted house, or spend a week in the outdoors?
Camping.
Camping.
Like,
No.
I didn't say, like, you're not going to be out in the elements. You're going to be camping and sleeping in a tent. And this man
And
lied.
no, I didn't lie. And because timing wise, and given what happened, I do not like being outside. Like, I know from what happened that we will talk about that I would have died in a week. A week, I'm dead.
So
A
dramatic.
day, I can, I'm back home. The Lord is, I am highly blessed and highly favored. The power of Christ compels you. I've made it through the night.
Okay, you still in Costco. Come on.
But
It's
anyway,
gonna take us forever to
so we
get
get
there.
out of Costco, pack up the car real quick. We realize like, oh, it's gonna be an easy pack because since we're staying in the hotel, we didn't have to, like, we never had to have all of our luggage in the car really at the same time outside of picking y'all up.
Right.
And so there, you know, we had enough space because our truck isn't as big as my mom's truck. So we drive on up. It is one of the most beautiful drives that like is so cool. Like there's rivers and stuff. Like if you're looking around, we drive by Little Rock, Washington.
Oh, I didn't know. Cute.
Yeah, all
Did you
one
take a
word.
picture?
I tried. There may be a picture somewhere.
Okay.
Also, we promised y'all like video and stuff, but again, when we get to the portion, you'll see why we didn't.
I actually have some video, okay?
No,
Of the two of us,
some,
I did a
but
good
we were
job.
going to get a lot more. Just we'll get there.
Let me say as a side note, people that like blog for a li like vlog, not
Yeah,
blog for a
see?
living,
Yeah.
y'all are the real MVPs because that's not my ministry. Like, I like to enjoy the moment. And we had so much fun with each other and just being each other's company. Nobody was thinking about pulling out a camera. Like, we were
No,
talking and catching up and stuff
there
and
we go,
having
nothing.
experiences that we'll tell you about.
Okay, so to like fast track, so then we get there, we go and we eat a really good Wendy's. It was really good up there, close to the hotel, because we typically ate what was close to the hotel, and we could have gone to like Target to like get some stuff because there was also a Target that was close to us. And then
I love
another
talking.
funny aside is we were right next to like the FBI
The FBI.
headquarters, and it was so nuts. Because I was like, man, they'd be probably listening to everything. But anyway, so we go and get them. We like got great parking because I am trained by my sister and my mother. I like to leave on time, get to places on time, be where I'm supposed to be, even if it's early.
Right.
And so, like, we were. You know, we had enough traffic in front of us in terms of when they were supposed to be landing that we could just that we just got right up to them, and we were able to kind of sit and wait. And so it was like really, really great. It was another moment where we were too exhausted to feel complete and utter elation, but once we got to the room, oh man, we're saving that for the next episode, but.
Yeah,
Like
we'll save that portion of it for the
the
next
energy
episode.
was hyped up. So now, we're all
Let me tell
together.
about checking us into the hotel, okay?
Oh,
So,
yeah.
as we know, I'm typically the planner in the family, like
Yes.
getting reservations and stuff together. It's just my thing. And so I go in and check us in. And this never fails, Bible study brother and I and mama, I think I realize more and more the older I get, people feel really comfortable talking to me and telling me their business. I think that's like one of the gifts that I have. I think it's helped me professionally in my career with my kids. Like, they want to tell me everything. They are motivated to talk, you know, like, and I don't think it's anything, it's nothing that it's not a technique or a skill. I think it's just something that I have in me, right? So when we check in, the lady is so nice and she wants to know why I'm here and like what we're going to be doing and blah, blah, blah. So I tell her, here with my family. My brother's from Tacoma. We're just trying to find fun things to do in Portland, just explore. Because I haven't really had a lot of West Coast life. So I want to see as much of the West Coast as I can. And y'all hadn't really been to Portland too much before, not just to
Nope, we
explore.
had literally just driven up there that Sunday to go to the Black Rodeo.
Yeah, so I felt like it would be a good experience for us to all have together, like explore some of the West Coast together. So I'm telling her this. And she proceeds to give me like all these wonderful recommendations. Like she just was very, very helpful. And we were not staying at a luxury hotel. Let's keep it 100, but she was very accommodating. So we get to the room, like Bible Study Brother says, it pops off. And let's talk about our first actual full day in Portland. What do we do, Bible Study Brother?
Our first full day was food, right?
Choo
Oh, it was
choo.
the train. Oh, so first day we go to the Oregon, the coast, and ride a train up and down the coast. And it was like, sorry for the random pause. I have neighbors outside yelling because why? Anyway, so we get down the Oregon coast. It was so beautiful, man. Like, we drove up. It took us about an hour and a half, I think, to get up there. We're driving by like Tillamook, or however you say
Yeah,
it.
the Tillamook Cheese Factory. And if I had known on our
The
way there that we were going to
yeah,
drive directly by, we would have cushion time
little
in
cushion
to
time.
go eat cheese at the Tillamook Factory. However, we had to get to the train.
Like, we had to be there at least, I think, 30 minutes or something before. Like,
Right. We didn't want to miss the train.
yeah.
So
And
we, and then
we
by the time we
definitely
got
would have.
done, it was because we ended up going back to Portland in a different direction because we were exploring and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
And y'all know how, like, 'cause I use Waze as a map format, not sponsored, but maybe one day. And so when we went back, it was just really, really nice. But anyway, so we get up here, we get on this really nice train where we had had arguments with our mother about our location on said train.
right, because let's keep in mind, Portland is much cooler than Arkansas. We left the steam and heat, and Mama is a very cold nature person, so she's
And
not
it
here
was
for
not
the
even
being
cold the
cold.
entire time.
And the train had different options. You could ride in completely on the inside of the train. You could be in an
Outside
outside
covered.
car that had a covering over it, or you could just be all the way outside. The issue came because on the way down there, they had enough seats for us all to ride down the coast, on the like the outside car with the covering. But on the way back, two people were gonna have to be like outside with no covering, and Mama was like,
And so me and my sister did the non-covering and had a great time, had a
it was
nice married
beautiful.
couple that was like a little talkative and really nice.
Again, everywhere we go, and my brother was hamming it up,
I got to ham it up on me. We also had like this cool thing, like we stopped for a little bit. I think it was like 30 minutes or so before it went, like, 'cause you go down the coast and then you come back up. It's not like you go in and like go around, like, kind of thing. It's not like a round train. It's just you going backwards and
Yes,
forwards.
back forth.
And so then we stopped by like this DQ, and it was funny because the people know that the people from the train are in there, because I'm sure they get a lot of tourists and people that come in from the train. And they're like, "Hey, if you order food, it's probably not gonna be back before the train. So if you want to do shakes, we can do those and get you in and
Yes.
out." So we get a really nice shake, and with me and my sister are sitting. I like have my new glasses, which like are transitional glasses. So like I'm feeling great. I'm feeling cozy. I'm really happy and like excited, and we had a grand old time outside, and it felt so great because the breeze
It did.
was
The weather
perfect.
felt good. The sun was shining. Like it was great. I think mama would have been fine. My
Yeah, she
face
would have
was
been definitely
hurting
fine.
from the sun,
Yeah, that was our
but
only thing. And we were like on the good side to like see
get good
everything on the way back. Yeah.
pictures and see the scenery of the coast. So then after the train ride, they have like these rock formations that are like standing out in the ocean. So I
Yeah.
wanted to go to that beach. So we drove a little further up the coast to go to that beach. It was gorgeous. It
Yes, it
was so
was.
pretty.
Now, people typically, from what I hear, do not swim in the Pacific Ocean. It is much, 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 much colder than the oceans that most people go to and swim in. Me and my sister, while we are firm believers in fat meat is greasy, in fact, today we were like, I think y'all just be tripping.
Well, we had no intentions to swim, but I
No, no,
wanted to put
no.
my
Yeah, but we were like, still like, I get not swimming in it. Maybe it's a little cooler than what you would like, right?
right.
So here we go. We're walking on this beach. My mom and my wife were like, I'm good.
Yeah, no, we're back
We're
here.
like, man, whatever. Y'all being some wimps. The water hit my foot. And I don't know if you guys have ever like put your foot like in an ice bath or in water that is like frigidly cold and felt the sting, but I felt the sting almost immediately.
Yeah, I did too as well. And it was cooler there. I'm on the beach in my jeans, my
Yeah.
jacket, my little toes, and we're like screaming, and they're like, "See,
Oh man, but it was so like refreshing and still really, really cool and fun. I mean, we did it like a couple times because we are gluttons for punishment in that way. But also,
right.
like, if we're gonna do something, we gonna do it. Like, if
We're
we
gonna do
here, we
it. And
here.
it was just an awesome
Yeah.
experience. The coast was beautiful. I
Yeah.
mean, we ate at the seafood
I
restaurant
was
and
just about to get into that.
it
Listen.
was like fresh out of the sea. We're gonna have to speed it up because we've been
Yeah.
long-winded, but
What we
it was like
realized.
fresh out of the sea, and it never fails. Every time we go to the beach
Yeah.
and we eat at like fresh
Seaside
out of the sea.
town, a seaside town. It's you seaside town. You think that I'm coming to taste like your like the freshest aspect of whatever it is you caught. I'm not here for that. I'm here for tasting whatever it is and some seasoning.
Just a little salt and pepper, please. That would
Like,
help.
no, not a little, more than what you put, because you are
I'm just
putting
saying they didn't
they
put any. They didn't put
like it
any.
was nuts. Like I got a crab like cheese something or other. And it was just like there was not enough salt in the cheese to even carry what they were trying to do.
Right.
And it was okay, but
My baked
anyway.
potato was delicious.
It was in
So
fact
yeah,
delicious.
we wrap that day up, get on back to Portland. And just rest because the next day, dun dun dun, I plan an excellent adventure, right? The top of the trip is heavy with excursions.
All right, and the excursion that she planned off of the Would You Rather was we are now going to walk a 7 mile mountain trail, like the
It's not a mountain. It
10
is a
waterfalls
it was
hiking
like a
trail,
canyon. It was not
canyon
a
trail,
mountain. It was a
canyon trail.
canyon.
Might as well have been a mountain. So, all right, let's fast track.
Let me say this. When I made the plans, it wasn't because I didn't make those plans because of the Would You Rather. I wanted to do it anyway. What I said to
Yeah.
him was, no, what I said to Bible Study Brother was, okay, since you would rather stay in a haunted house or whatever for one night, we're gonna do that one night when we're in Portland. I'm gonna find one since that's what you would rather do. And he was like, it is what I would rather do. Like, okay.
Exactly.
Anyway, so go ahead, brother. Give me your the drive to the
The drive to
canyon
was
was
really, really nice. We're driving through like it makes me feel like how much America looks more alike than it doesn't. Because everywhere when we were driving up there, it's just like, oh, these are the same kind of country towns. I could be in Marvel or West Helena.
Right.
Like, because of the only thing that makes it different in a lot of ways is like, oh, there's ocean here and it's quicker to get to. But so we're driving up here, we're getting ready, we're all like kind of anticipating everything, and we're looking through, or we're not looking through, getting some information from Marie that where we're going, there's I think like two or three different points that you can park at.
Right. Ooh, let me say this too. This is just an aside. So on our way, I'm navigating how we get there. Like I'm giving the directions from the back. And on our way, I get a call from my new, it's now my new job, from my potential job. Like, hey, can you do a quick interview? And I'm like, sure. Just in Portland, doing a quick job interview while we all sit in the car. And I tell everybody, shh, 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 like, be quiet.
Be quiet. And she's the navigator, so I'm over here stressing
But
because
I gave you all the
she
information.
did, and it still has not rubbed off on certain people. But you know, you can only hope.
Okay, so give me your viewpoint on our excellent adventure in the canyon, brother.
So yeah, so we get there and we start, and what we don't realize is we're kind of doing it out of order
Backwards, because
backwards.
the map doesn't say like where you should start, it just shows you all the different trails and like so to help you navigate.
So we're like, okay, well, we can do this one, and it'll be cool. When we first start, like, we're not even 10, 15 minutes in, not really, and we're all pretty tired. My sister is walking, and all we hear is because her blood sugar is low,
Yeah.
because she's out here working out, because we've only been out here 10 to 15 minutes at most.
I will say this though. Typically, when I'm working out, my blood sugar goes up, but I think it just like once we started like
We had an
really
amazing
going,
breakfast, by the way.
going.
That is an aside at
Yeah, we, oh my
the cracked
gosh, we
egg.
forgot about the breakfast. What's the name of the
The
place?
cracked
It's in the
egg.
video. It's not the cracked egg.
No,
It's not an egg.
that's Florida.
Yeah.
That place was fire too.
That is,
Let me see.
oh my gosh, we'll have to, you'll have to watch the vlog, the little vlog footage we got. Breakfast was, when I say amazing that morning, amazing. And I really heavily loaded on breakfast because I'm like, we're about to be out in the wilderness. I want to make sure I have enough in me to sustain me through this walk. But 10 minutes in, So we whipped out a candy bar and I shoved some chocolate down my throat and we kept going.
Now, we started out feeling kind of okay. We're tired, but we feel okay. And somewhere, like, we're like going and we're looking at the waterfalls. We're a little tired. The footing was it. We in nature.
No,
Like, even though
brother,
there's
we
like
walked for 2 miles.
trail.
We walked for 2 miles and never saw a waterfall. And we met a
Oh,
couple,
You're correct. You're
met a
correct.
couple, and they were like, oh, we're looking for this last waterfall. We've been all around. We can't find the last one. And I was saying, hey, it's got to be down this trail because that's what this map is. That's the way we're going. We're going down this trail. Have you been down there? They're like, no, we haven't been down there. And they were telling us, they're like, now you're about to start hitting waterfalls left and right. Like, you're gonna see a lot because we didn't
Screen
really see
door.
anything.
Screen door.
Green
Screen door
screen
is the name
door.
of the
Screen
shout
door
out to
was
Screen door. There's
delicious.
two locations. You go to the one downtown for breakfast, and you go to the other location for dinner. That's what I was
It
talking
was
about.
delicious though. So the couple, there's the older couple, and they have like the hiking sticks and stuff. You know, we ain't have none of that.
None of that.
So
Needed it.
we're going down here to see this waterfall. So we go to the walk down was so steep. Woo!
Super steep. Like
Woo!
everywhere we were going was like, okay, y'all have made a trail, but it's more so like you've just knocked trees down and made sure certain things are like not on the trail, but there's no like, it
They
ain't
do
like a
have
flat
some
trail.
benches somewhere,
Yeah,
like.
they have stuff stationed out. So I more so mean like it's way more naturalistic than you probably would expect.
Right, 100%. I was terrified. I was like, this is slippery. So the first waterfall, I mean, it was pretty, but it was
The first
little.
waterfall wasn't nothing but like a pipe. Like, it wasn't nothing but like a little, like, this was man-made. This ain't just a natural waterfall, bro. And you wouldn't know it was the last waterfall if you didn't look at your map. Because they were like, oh. Because we were like, I guess that's the first one, which I didn't think was the first one.
Right. And they were like, no, don't. They were like, don't worry. The rest of them will knock your socks off. This was like the baby waterfall.
And
like,
then she goes, tell the people what she said.
What did she say? I don't remember.
She tempered your expectations very, very low to where you had no idea what was coming.
No, we had no idea, but they had walking sticks, Joe. So I'm sure they assumed that like we were like really into nature. You know what I'm saying?
Man, basically she said something like, you know, it's just going to be real nice. And it, like, just gave us nice no actual easy. Warning. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. All right. 2 miles in, like I said, we get into the first one. We got 5 miles left. We're not doing the whole 5 miles because by them 2 miles, we realize, okay, well, let's just go through here. We'll cut out, I think, maybe one of the waterfalls or something.
Yeah, we actually ended up cutting out like 3 waterfalls.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay.
Because
yeah.
We actually ended up doing 7 miles anyway.
Anyway. So now, y'all, look. When I say I was tired, hurting, sweating. Like, I was like, man, I should have bought some different shoes. I should have bought some Tims or something. Like, this is insane. And it's beautiful sights and stuff. But, like, you have very few moments where your footing is, like,
solid.
Just solid. There are, you know, are different points on the trail where, like, there might have been, like, a creek or, like, a little fountain or something that like sprung up, so there's water all over these rocks and now you slipping. And
if you listen to our Jamaica episode, I told Joe, like, mama is your responsibility, man. If she falls in this canyon, like, I can't.
And we what's funny is we switched off responsibility between two people.
Yeah,
because you just need to watch both of them. Because good God, it's just insane. And it was a lot. So then here's the coup de grace, right? So we're getting close to the end. We've seen everything. And then it's time for us to leave. And so we're looking like, oh, okay, here's the exit. Here's the way to go to the other waterfalls.
So we're checking
right?
the map. And we're like, we're not going to go look at more waterfalls. It says we need to take this trail. And I think this is the sign for this trail up here. Like, let's hit this trail. It's only a mile left to get back to civilization. It's only a mile left. It's only a mile.
We've done miles.
We are almost there.
We've done miles. We do miles fairly easily as a family. Like, that's just a nice little thing. So we start going up because
all we see is up. Like, we see it's up, but then I'm assuming like once we get to the top,
like
of
not
this
that far.
Up,
yeah, there's it's we're not good. It's not that up. We didn't think it was that much up until we started to realize how low
we had gone
down. Because we're like, I remember this part. I remember us going down. We went down here. Okay. It's not going to be that bad. Y'all, we split up. There were two groups. That was me and my wife and my mother and sister. Because I was like, no, ma'am, this is it. We got to go. We got to keep moving. And I am like about to pass out. My feet are killing me. Like, there are bench, like, positions every now and again, and like we would sit enough to like get enough air in my lungs that I could like not pass out, and then I'm up again and let's go do it. And it was like I felt like I was in purgatory because it didn't feel like it was going in.
I would say the walk up the canyon was definitely like 3/4 of a mile was up out of the canyon, and we were not prepared for that. After walking 6 miles, we were exhausted. A round trip, it took us 4 hours to complete 7 miles,
Yeah.
but that's because the rocks were slippery. Like, you're in nature.
You're in nature
And I will
forever.
tell you something else about the reason I said we could do this trail is because the pictures I saw on the internet, people are wearing skirts. People are, nobody is looking like, but then I realized that's the
Bogey's
culture in
grandson.
Oregon. People go out, they are outdoorsy people, they do nature. And so it's nothing for them.
Yo,
I will
it
say,
was people
although it,
with it was some people with strollers. It was people with like carrying their children,
yes.
looking like with a stern, normal face. Insane.
Listen, although it was a difficult hike, I'm so glad we did it. Like, that's like a precious memory.
Oh, we
We
cussed
saw so many
Sarita
beautiful sights.
out
Yeah,
to and
everybody
fro.
was upset. Everybody was mad, but it
Yeah, we saw
was
some beautiful
beautiful.
birds. Like it was the view and the sight was worth it. Is it something I would do again? No, unless someone asks me, and then I would do it.
And then you would do it. So of course we were exhausted. We get back to Portland. We just ordered some pizza in because we couldn't move.
Trash.
We lip look
Trash. It was
the
trash
pizza was
pizza.
look. Yeah, the pizza was trash. But
So
let me tell you,
bad.
what's so funny is because I'm walking in the lobby, and that's why I told you a story about the receptionist. She's like, "Hey, Sarita," you know, she greeted me the day before when
Yeah.
we came in. She's like, "How was your day? You know, did y'all do blah blah blah?" So I'm like shuffling through the lobby. She's like, "Hey, Sarita, like, what happened today?" And so I told her, she was like, "Oh, yeah, I get it." Like,
Dog, I had to regain my like it was oh my God. Y'all don't even understand how much food means to us. I was so mad because after I done did all that and we're like resting and getting back to ourselves or trying to get back to ourselves, this is what you got for me?
trash
Trash
pizza.
pizza, bro. On top of already having to like be in the downtown Portland area and kind of like see that the homeless situation is mad different
Sad.
comparatively to Tacoma. And it was like, I'm pretty sure we saw some dude doing something in front of us. It was crazy, like made my heart pour out in a way of like prayer and just like people need help.
Well, they do. So, because I pushed it to the limit those first 2 days, we were exhausted. We went to the movies the next day. Like, we were just shuffling around. We ate. We just toured different restaurants. It was more of a relaxed day. It was
Now
fun, though.
that
We had
was
a really good
fun. We bounced
time.
back on our food stuff. We're like having large ices. It was overall, it was so quick though. It was like so much quicker than what I like thought. And I was
Right.
like so sad.
So the next day was our last day there, our last full day there. Well, it wasn't even real, it was a full day anyway. So we decided we wanted to go to the zoo and like see the Rose Garden. We got to
Oh
do
man, I just
it.
forgot what happened there. Okay.
It was amazing. We had a little snafu. You want to tell the people about
Yeah, I
it?
left my phone somewhere
He
and
left
like
his
so
phone.
we're riding
We were
the pink
riding.
trolley.
Yeah, they have a thing in Portland called the Pink Trolley, and it literally takes you around all the hot spots in Portland. And you can jump on and off all day. So, like, if you want to go to like the zoo, it'll take you to the zoo and drop you off, so you don't have to pay for parking or fine parking. So we were like, this is going to be our best way to just like explore Portland. And you know, they give you little information about different
Yeah.
parts of town. So I felt like it was cool.
Oh, it was amazing. The Rose Garden was somewhere I would go back. It's like so beautiful and like just really
The
nice. The
zoo
zoo
was
was
like
great.
top notch. It like takes you through a whole experience.
Though
Like,
we
it
had
was
a
top
couple
notch.
flashbacks because like getting in and out of that zoo, there was a part where the zoo was like, here comes the incline. And when I said, I told myself, I said, I'm not going nowhere else with you because I'm sick of this. But we survived and we got back to my phone or whatever. And I think the staff had picked up
Can we
my
talk
phone.
about the food at the zoo? Top tier.
Oh yeah, top tier. It was
Top tier. Like, it was
really
not
good.
like it was delicious.
It was real good. It wasn't like just your standard, like, Cisco chicken nuggets and strips. And, like, it seems like they take a little bit of care in terms of the food that they give. Like, the fries were good and everything else. It was delicious. But, yeah, so that was the trip. The movie we went to go see, though, we went to see Inside Out 2. And I cried. I was very emotional. It was a good, good movie.
It was. Can I tell y'all what I did in the movie at the end?
Oh, you felt good and smooth.
I went to sleep. My body was so tired.
And that's how much the day before had been weighing on us. Like, we normally probably would have found like a putt-putt golf place or a go-kart or something is what we normally do. No way. There was no way.
Can I tell y'all, when I got back to the gym after vacation, I lost weight. I can't remember how many pounds. It was 3 or 7, but I can't really remember.
Yeah.
And Camila was like, how did you go on vacation and lose weight? Well, let me tell you. Got a little ambitious. Nice, but we ate good. It was so good to fellowship with Bible Study Brother and his wife and just spend time together and for us to create new memories together as a family. Those happen much far between because we are not in close proximity to each other. We talk to each other on
on a regular Facebook. Not as much regularly, because I feel like after that trip we just got busy
with life all kinds of things.
Like, it's crazy. So yeah, and y'all get the, like I said, these next four episodes are the catch up of how busy life has been. But yeah, it was a fun trip. I was glad y'all came. I was glad y'all came bearing gifts. And it was just an overall really cool, and our first I think trip all together since maybe the cruise or Florida.
I think the cruise was more recent than Florida.
Yeah, I think so too. So it was
so that was our first big old group trip, but it was great. It was fantastic. I'm so glad I got to see you and Kanae in person. Yeah. And like I said, that we got to create some new memories. God has been faithful to us, and I won't take that for granted. I can't take it for granted. It was a great experience. So as far as I'm concerned, my heart and mind is satisfied with our Portland catch-up episode. I'll tell you guys, you can check out the footage on BibleStudyGirl.com. No, you cannot, because I didn't put it on BibleStudyGirl.com. It's going to be on the Bible Study Girl YouTube page. We still have to edit it and get it put together. We've been in a super busy season of life. It will happen. I'm not going to make any promises as to when. It probably won't be up by the time this episode comes out, just to be
Definitely not. Going to keep it a bean, keep it a stack, keep it a thou wow with y'all. It's not going to be up like that. Just because we got a couple other things that we got going on.
And like I said, y'all know, I talked about a little bit in the episode. I'm in a new season of life. I went from working at home to being back in the world and in the community. So my ability to do a lot of things has changed.
Let me tell you this is the last thing I'll tell y'all about this. Like, how shrewd my sister is in terms of her business. And what I mean by shrewd is how calculated she is. So she's talking to this lady about salary and stuff, right? And she says what her number is, or she's asking the lady, what is the number? And the lady said the number. And I can see on my sister's face that it was the number that she herself was looking for, because she is that kind of worker, which is something I admire about you and appreciate. Like, you know your number. I've never known a number. I've just known, okay, I'm going to come here and work kind of thing, which, I'm getting better at. Anyway. And so when the lady said it, she had this look on her face that was just so yep, all right, well, I know what I'm doing. Right. Peace. You know what I'm saying? So it was really a blessing to kind of be there and see to kind of see the start of what I consider the overflowing of blessings, because our paths have been intertwined a lot. That was an intertwining at that point. Which I just not realized, because we were just talking about this, that we haven't had very many moments of peak, this is exciting news for me, this is exciting news for you. We've hardly ever had that at the same time.
Yeah.
And this year has been a lot of that. So I'm kind of, I'm thinking more things are coming down the pipeline just because things keep happening.
We shall see. All right, brother.
But anyway,
Glad to get back on the
yeah.
mic with you and shake these cobwebs out of my vocal cords and get this podcast back rolling.
We appreciate you guys. All of our social media stuff is down in the description, so make sure that you click any of those links, whether it's to go into the YouTube or hitting us up on social media. If you want to come on and be a guest, we would love to come talk to you. I'm telling you, there's an anointing over us, and you will share like really great information that will bless others. So make sure you do that. And remember, guys, it is not just you or I that preach, but we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching. Yeah.